Greg Gard's team will be on the home floor Tuesday night, an 8 o'clock tip against Wake Forest, part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. The Badger women are in the Virgin Islands today, taking on VCU. Coach Marissa Mosley's team fell to Seton Hall yesterday, 83-72. It's back home for the Badger women's team on Thursday night, a 6:30 tip at the Kohl Center against Florida State, and that, too, is part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. And finally, on the calendar today, Chris Bono and the Badger wrestlers are at Ames, Iowa, at the Cyclone Open at Iowa State University. And that's a quick check of today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Jim Leonard. Our pregame chat presented by BMO. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey brand.
Last spring, you chose hard-working seed, but did it work as hard as you did? At NK Seeds, we know that all the time, all the effort, comes down to this. All that matters now is yield and how the seed performed on your acres. Because you can't fake performance, and bushels don't lie. Visit nkseeds.com/harvest.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you with Inflation Buster. That's more road trips, more front row seats. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving.
For fees covered, rate, life date requirements, and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com or call 1-833-7-ROCKET. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let's help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
This football season, make the catch of a lifetime by choosing LRS to be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees and cutting-edge locations throughout Wisconsin. LRS. Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
The Badgers know a successful season demands a powerhouse team with a can-do attitude. So does Case IH. We're committed to developing the most powerful, productive, and reliable equipment. From tillage, planting, and harvesting to hay and forage, Case IH equipment meets every challenge in the field and wins. Check out a leading lineup by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Jim Leonard. Dive right into what Minnesota does offensively with their RPO. And we talk about the offense and what that does. From a defensive philosophy, again, this is a 101 question here. What is it about that that makes it difficult, and what are the things you got to tell your guys on defense to best defend it?
There's the patience element to the way they play. You know, they're going to get lined up early, and they're going to look over and kind of play the math at times and what you're showing them and change plays. And they're going to be patient and run the ball and run the ball and then try to throw it right behind where they're running the football with the RPOs. And then they're going to take their shots down the field, and it's all kind of going to look the same. So, you know, there's a patience element. There's a disguise, you know, on the field of getting to your length of style of football, because that's what they do. Is they're just trying to check the math and check the numbers and create the best numbers advantage that they have. So you got to win, and there's no place to hide on that field when you play this offense. So it's an exciting and a unique challenge that you don't see quite every week.
You've seen a fair amount of Tanner Morgan. Well, he's been in and out of the lineup here, but Kelly McManus, seems like he runs really well. Have you been able to see enough of him to get a real grip on what he's about?
I think he is a good athlete that is willing to run the football a little bit more than Morgan maybe has in the past. He has a lot less experience, so you see them treat him a little bit differently than a quarterback who seems to have been there for a long, long time. So, you know, I think they're working through what they're comfortable with. They've also had some bad weather games, so that's been a factor when he's been in. Give them a lot of credit. You know, they know their system, they know their philosophy, and they're getting it done up front, and they're a punishing style of offense that wants to run the ball downhill. And you know, if you're off and you're trying to get too cute on defense, they can make you look bad in a hurry.
You know, credit to your guys too up front. We mentioned the lack of continuity that there's been on the Badgers offensive line. It's 8 combinations through the first 11, knock on wood, no changes here, you know, this week. But to be able to, you know, run the ball the way you guys did at Nebraska, and then obviously in the fourth quarter to get into the end zone a couple of times, but that must say something about their ability to stay ready. If it's a Fertney or, you know, whoever has to get shuffled in there to do a great job, you have to be smart, right? But their ability to stay with it, sometimes they're in the starting lineup, sometimes they're not. It says a little something about that group, doesn't it?
It really does. It's hard to... it really does. It's hard to continue to shuffle the deck, coaches and players, right? It's difficult to not know your role week in and week out, knowing that it may change. Obviously, injuries are a part of that, and everyone accepts that part. But just as you're trying to find the best way to win, and sometimes there's moving pieces, that's difficult for players, young players, to handle, and for guys like Fertney to be in and out of the lineup at times and continue to just trust the work, get better, and when your name is called, go in there and execute. And I think that Nebraska game was huge for the offensive line and the tight ends and the fullbacks, running backs, just to see the consistency that we were able to run the football with, you know, to be able to protect Graham and keep him upright the majority of the game, and to seal it off with a couple big touchdown drives. That's huge for a group's confidence, and hopefully we can build off that and get another big win against Minnesota.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Jim Leonard. Our pregame conversation is presented by BMO. Stay with us. We'll check other scores around the country and get you the starting lineups. All that coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin Badger football. There was a lot to celebrate last season, like having the number one running back for 100-yard games and the number one defensive team in the Big Ten, or crushing it with 20 consecutive bowl games. And we've been there at every step or misstep. From wrecking your knee on a touchdown to falling down during the jump around, at UW Health, we're proud to be the number one orthopedic team and the number one hospital in Wisconsin, delivering the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever, and who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays, Usinger's famous sausage? If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com, that's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 55. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 32. Tonight, overcast. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 41. Overcast Monday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Live from the network studios, this is the Ho-Chunk Scoreboard.
I'm Chuck Friedman. The Big Ten West is still on the line. Iowa could have wrapped it up, but they tripped over themselves in losing to Nebraska yesterday. So that kept the door open for Purdue and Illinois. Purdue is at Indiana. A 2:30 kick today. Illinois will be at Northwestern. 2:30 kick as well. Purdue is in the driver's seat. The Big Ten West is theirs with a win over Indiana. If Purdue should lose, Illinois would win the Big Ten West. If both Illinois and Purdue do lose today. Michigan State will be playing at 11th-ranked Penn State. Michigan State needs a win to be bowl eligible. Nebraska has hired their football coach. He is Matt Rhule. Games in progress. Early fourth quarter. Michigan leads Ohio State 31-20. Ohio State led very early, 10-3 after one. It's been all Michigan since then. J.J. McCarthy, three touchdowns, 263 yards for the Wolverines. The winner takes the Big Ten West, stays in playoff contention. Loser likely drops out of playoff contention. Late fourth quarter, Maryland on top of Rutgers, 37-0. Top 25 board. Top-ranked Georgia, 10-7 at half on Georgia Tech, but they have pulled away here in the second half. It is the Bulldogs, 37-7 over Georgia Tech, early fourth quarter. The Bulldogs, the number one-ranked team in the country. Fourth quarter score, number 8, Clemson, is on top, is just trailing South Carolina. South Carolina, who pulled, is on top, is just trailing South Carolina. South Carolina, who pulled off the upset last week against Tennessee. The Gamecocks are up 31-30 on Clemson. Later on this afternoon, SEC Auburn at 7th-ranked Alabama. Some of the shine off this great rivalry with the disappointing season that Auburn is having. 9th-ranked Oregon is at 21st-ranked Oregon State. TCU, 4th in the playoff picture. They're hosting Iowa State tonight. And also 15th-ranked Notre Dame is at 6th-ranked USC. The Trojans trying to sneak into the playoff picture. They're 5th right now in the playoff rankings. I'm Chuck Freeman. Back to Camp Randall and Matt LePay.
All right, Chuck, thank you very much. Let's get a check of the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. As we mentioned a while ago, Wisconsin will be without tailback Braylon Allen today. You know, he's been banged up here for the last few weeks, but a right leg injury is what officially keeps him out of action here today. So the tailback combo would be made up of Ches Malusi and Isaac Garendo. The good news, Isaiah Mullins is back and looks to be in that defensive line rotation. It's been a while since the Badgers have been have had the big tree in there, the fifth-year senior out of Columbus, Ohio. So Mullins up, Braylon Allen down here this afternoon, and that is your UW Health Injury Updates. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now let's check out the U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank, life keeps moving. We're here for every step. U.S. Bank, member FDIC. For Minnesota on offense up front, and they are all big dudes. The left tackle is Ariante Ursary, a 6'6", 325-pound redshirt sophomore out of Kansas City. Axel Rushmeyer is the left guard, 6'4", 305, a fifth-year senior from Hutchinson, Minnesota. John Michael Schmitz, their outstanding center, sixth-year senior, 6'4", 320, out of Flossmoor, Illinois. Chuck Filiunga, the Michigan transfer, is the right guard, 6'6", 330, he's from Texas. And Quinn Carroll, the former Notre Dame Fighting Irish player, is the right tackle, 6'6", 310. He returns home, though, playing for the Gophers. He is from Edina, Minnesota. Brevin Spanford is the tight end, fifth-year senior, 6'7", 270. He is out of St. Cloud, and with a team-best 33 catches this season, including 2 for touchdowns. The wide receivers are Daniel Jackson, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, a junior out of Kansas City. He is their leading receiver in terms of yards at 398. Dalen Wright is a 6'3", 215-pound redshirt junior from Dallas, Texas. Michael Brown Stevens rounding out the starting receiving corps, 5'11", 195, a redshirt junior out of Springfield, Ohio. Mohamed Ibrahim is the running back, 5'10", 210 pounds, sixth-year senior out of Baltimore. 19 straight games where he has rushed for 100 or more yards. His last 5 outings, he is averaging 34.6 carries per game for 166 yards, a Ron Dane-like workload down the stretch for Mohamed Ibrahim for Minnesota. We will pause here. There will be a moment of silence for former Badgers receiver Devin Chandler. Then we'll have our national anthem, and then we'll continue with the starting lineups.
UW, Devin was a great teammate and beloved member of the team whose smile and personality lit up any room he was in. He made genuine relationships and remained close with his Badger teammates and the program, even after leaving Madison. At this time, we ask that you join us in observing a moment of silence for Devin Chandler. Thank you. But ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem, conducted by Madison Teichert, who is today making her final appearance at Camp Randall Stadium as drum major of the Wisconsin band. We urge you to join in singing.
continue with the U.S. Bank starting lineups. We gave you the Minnesota offense. The Badgers on offense, their front five, same as last week, believe it or not. Left tackle Jack Nelson, 6'7", 310-pound redshirt sophomore out of Stoughton. Tanner Bordellini, the left guard, 6'4", 313, redshirt sophomore from Kewaunee. Joe Tippmann, the center, 6'6", 317, redshirt junior from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Michael Furtney, the right guard, 6'5", 315, fifth-year senior out of Milan, Michigan. And Riley Malman, the right tackle, a Minnesota guy, 6'8", 315 pounds, the redshirt freshman. 56, redshirt junior from Lititz, Pennsylvania. The wide receivers are Chimray DK, 6'2", 195, a junior from Waukesha, and Skyler Bell, 6 feet tall, 190, a redshirt freshman from the Bronx, New York. The tailback is Ches Malusi, 5'11", 210 pounds, a senior from Naples, Florida. Isaac Arendo will also get a fair amount of work, 6 feet tall, 223, a fifth-year senior out of Clayton, Indiana. The fullbacks are Jackson Akers, 6'1", 238, a redshirt freshman from Verona, and Riley Nowakowski, 6'1", 237, a redshirt sophomore from Milwaukee. And the quarterback is Graham Mertz, 6'3", 216 pounds, a redshirt junior from Overland Park, Kansas. We remind you the Badgers will go in the first half of this game without one of the top defenders in the conference, outside linebacker Nick Herbig, who was hit with a targeting penalty in the second half last week against Nebraska. The Badgers appealed. The appeal was denied. So Herbig will have to sit the first half. Darrell Peterson expected to get the starting call in his place. He and Caden Johnson would both figure to get in there at the outside linebacker spot. Peterson played well last week, picked up his first career sack in helping the Badgers to that comeback win against Nebraska. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank, life keeps moving. We're here for every step. The Badgers lead this all-time series 62-61 with eight ties. Badgers have won 23 of the last 27, or even more recently, 16 of the last 18. This is the third and final game of this trophy series, if you will. The Heartland Trophy slipped away. Iowa has it. The Badgers secure the Freedom Trophy, and the one that I think they would tell you matters most in the regular season, this battle for Paul Bunyan's axe as the Badgers get set to take on Minnesota. The Badgers want to continue a good November through these last dozen years. They are 40-9 in November going back to the year 2010. The opening kick presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Kick off your day with creamy and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Whether you compete on the court, at the track, on the field, or in the fields, winning isn't just a goal. It's a mindset shaped, honed, and defined throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Really?
Rail Transport's a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of home daily driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
For nearly 45 years, Clary has worked to develop true relationships. For 45 years, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
So what's in your future? High school graduation, a career change, returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. We are the 10,000 strong Wisconsin men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. World-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Explore your future with the Wisconsin operating engineers, Local 139. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so you're on the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense. Floater intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year. All the way. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Braylon Allen does it again.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, made in Wisconsin for Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by the Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. Kickoff is just moments away. Alongside Mark Tauscher and Mike Lucas, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium alongside Mike Lucas, Mark Tauscher, Mike Heller, our sideline reporter today, Billy Schmidt, our statistician, Dave McCann, our engineer, and Aisha Jackson. Back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football, and we welcome you to the longest ongoing rivalry in major college football, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Senior day here at Camp Randall, 15 Badger players being introduced, always some emotion to the moment, and never a shortage of emotion when these two teams hook up. Tausch, you lived it. We talk about the differences between the college game and the NFL game. They're both great. We love them. Between the college game and the NFL game, they're both great. We love them both. But this is a separator, these kind of games, isn't it?
It is. And, I think you come, and I can remember Barry Alvarez saying, you come to Wisconsin to play in these big games, and you think Ohio State, Michigan, and then I think this rivalry with the historical implications, the recruiting battles, all of the things that I think come into play. Minnesota's always tried to, I think, capture what we've been able to do for the last 25 or 30 years to some varying degrees of success. But there's no question that we always joke with, well, what trophy is the Nebraska game? And Iowa's got this. This one means a lot. And I can always think back to in the locker room all week, you'd watch the highlights of, Jamie Vandervelt cutting down a goalpost. And it still means a ton. In a day where there's a trophy, it feels like for a lot of games, this is the one that every player in both locker rooms want.
And one of the things they've done here, maybe since you graduated, Tausch, is they built that trophy case in the Wisconsin locker room when they went through their renovation. And that stood empty for 365 days or so. And those players all know about it because they walk past it twice, three times a day. So it just it plants another seed in their mind about the importance of winning trophy games and having those prizes in your home locker room.
I didn't build that trophy case to stay empty now.
The first high-pitched Barry Alvarez invitation of today, probably not the last. Another thing these players have been reminded about, and the video of it exists, a lot of people have it. I got it on my phone. The end of last year's game up in Minnesota when the students stormed the field. They played jump around. And I never know. I've said this many times. I never know how many points that's worth. And once you play the game, it's about your assignment. But, man, that's got to stick in your craw, doesn't it?
What it does, I think, you know, the bulletin board material aspect of stuff. But what I think you do see is there's the little edge. Because these games, they're always decided, you know, usually in a couple of plays here and there. And I think it really leads up to the preparation of the week and the focus. You have holiday, you got Thanksgiving, you got family, you got finals, you got all this stuff going on. And then you think back to how they disrespected you with, it doesn't matter if it's true or not, you feel it. And I think that adds a little extra to your preparation and to your motivation. And those little things end up making a big difference.
On top of that, though, talking with some of the returning players who had to go through that feeling, that emptiness last year, they're just upset with themselves. They had a chance to win the Big Ten West.
Yeah.
They had their seven-game winning streak snapped at Minnesota, and that hurt as much or more than anything.
Field conditions today, it's just a gorgeous day. It's been pretty awful the last three Saturdays here in the upper Midwest, but today it's 53 degrees, a partly cloudy sky, a little breezy out of the southwest between 10 and 15 miles per hour. But you get a day like this in late November, you better believe you embrace it. Let's get to our Badgerland Chevy keys to the game. Well, you know, really not dramatically different than the last couple of games seem to me, guys. At field position, a game like this going to matter a lot because you got a Minnesota team that loves to be ball hogs. Wisconsin's ball control. Got to get that short field. And we saw it work against Wisconsin 2 weeks ago. It started to work in their favor, especially in that last drive last week. That field position battle's huge.
Yeah, and I think you think of these games a lot of times at special teams. You can think of the blocked punt. You can think of, you know, Vitaly Pisetsky making a game winner with Barry Alvarez up in the... You just think there's always those little plays, and especially I think with a couple of offenses that, from an explosive standpoint, it is a grind it out. You don't have the big plays over the top. It's that little hidden yardage that really adds up as the game unfolds.
All right, captains on the field. Anthony Davis, the honorary captain today. Let's get the coin toss.
That's a head. That's the tail. What's your call?
Tails.
He calls tails. I'll let it land on the ground. Tails is the call. Heads. Wisconsin wins the toss.
You want the ball.
You want to receive. Okay. What end? You want to kick that way. Swing around. To start the game, Wisconsin will receive.
And they'll go north to south, left to right as we view it. Well, I gave you the weather conditions. Mentioned the breeze. It says check in with our sideline reporter today, Mike Keller. You drew the good straw today, Mike. The last 3 weeks would have been a little rough down there.
Yeah,
pretty nice day now, huh?
Yeah, this one's not bad. And I'm down now on the field from being up where you guys are. There's not much wind down here at all. And I was watching the special teams go through some of their work. Not nearly the impact we've seen for three straight weeks of strong winds and cold conditions. Should be a clean game in that regard.
Hey, it's interesting. The Badgers getting the ball here to start the game, trying to get this offense cranked up right out of the gate.
I thought it's also interesting that Anthony Davis is the honorary captain, because in 2002, the Badgers needed to beat Minnesota to become bowl eligible. And Anthony Davis got the ball 45 times for 301 yards. Brooks Bollinger also rushed for over 100 yards in that game. And Jimmy Leonard had two interceptions to break the single-season school record, was number 9 and number 10. Oh, yeah, he just happened to be playing with a broken thumb in that game. Didn't bother him. Didn't slow him down.
He reminded everybody that he had two interceptions in that game. I got to be honest, I didn't remember that. I remembered Anthony Davis running wild. But, yeah, Jim was pretty good. He actually led the team in tackles, not that year, but in another game against Minnesota. So the Badgers will go left to right, north to south in the home Cardinal unis, the white trim, the white pants, the Gophers in the traveling white unis and the maroon numerals and the maroon pants and little shiny gold helmets as we're about set to go. Wisconsin and Minnesota at Camp Randall Stadium.
Pretty safe bet. This is going to be a touchback. Kessich, Dragon Kessich for Minnesota, leads the nation in touchback percentage. Has 53 touchbacks this year and 61 kickoffs. 53 touchbacks, leads the country.
Dragon Kessich out of Oak Creek, Wisconsin. In case he doesn't hit it quite right, Isaac Guerrero is there waiting for it as the deep man for Wisconsin. A beautiful day here at Camp Randall Stadium. Oh, by the way, if you like base your predictions on what I was saying about that Michigan-Ohio State game, I'm sorry. Michigan is, as I try to tell people, Michigan's just stomping Ohio State right now. It's like 37-23, something like that. That's their problem. We've got the real rivalry right here, ladies and gentlemen. The Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. For the beauty of college football, these rivalry games, the sport is changing. The playoffs will be getting bigger here in the coming years. But these rivalry games remain a very, very big deal. And the Gophers and Badgers have split the last four. So after a dominant run by Wisconsin, it has resumed to be a rivalry. And eventually they'll get the ball to stay on the tee. Maybe a holder would be a good idea. And this game will get underway eventually.
We're going to find out who's more important to an offense, a quarterback or a tailback. Minnesota without its number one quarterback, Tanner Morgan. Wisconsin without its number one tailback, Braylon Allen.
You always feel badly whenever a player misses any game, but especially a game like this. As Dragon Kessich has his holder in place. In Beanie Bishop, and the run-up, and the left-footed kicker sends it on its way, and Isaac Arendo will watch it sail over his head into the end zone for a touchback, and we are underway the regular season finale here at Camp Randall Stadium with the Badgers starting at their 25-yard line.
Well, the timing could not have been better for Chesma Lucy to return to active status last week at Nebraska. He was Wisconsin's leading rusher with 21 carries for 98 yards, and Malusi will get to start here today in the absence of Allen.
Badgers starting at their 25, and Jim Leonard helping out the officials saying, want the ball on the left hash, please, and that's where Wisconsin and Graham Mertz will begin. Left to right go the Badgers in the first quarter as Chimray DK comes out wide to the left. Skyler Bell to the right. Backs offset. Jackson Aker, the fullback. Ches Malusi, the tailback. Snap to Mertz. Hand off Malusi, and Ches will drive it up the middle, up to the 29-yard line at a gain of four. Defensive end Thomas Rush, senior out of Ohio, comes up to make the tackle on the first play from scrimmage.
Gophers have been good against the run all season long. Number 10 in the country, allowing just a little over 100 yards per game. Illinois was the only team that had a lot of success running the ball. 54 carries, 220. Chase Brown, 41 rushes, 180.
Yeah, they're top 10 in most of the major statistical categories defensively. Three receivers come out to the right, pistol set on second down. Hand off Malusi again, met by Mariano Sorry-Marin. The linebacker up to make the hit at the 30-yard line. Gain of just one for Ches, and the Badgers have a third down and five. Wisconsin, 42% conversion rate on third down this season.
Yeah, that was just, nobody picked up the linebacker. It was blocked up open. You don't ever want it where it's just a one-on-one with the linebacker. The whole easy tackle there, setting up a third and five.
Gophers give it up just 25% of the time. Best in the Big Ten, one of the best in the country. Isaac Guerrero in the backfield now, three receivers left. Deontez Lewis out wide to the right. Shotgun snap to Mertz. Gopher sending four. A throw over the middle, and that's caught by Dean Ingram across the 35 and up to the 38-yard line. Beanie Bishop out of the secondary on the tackle. Mertz to Ingram. A first down connection of 8 yards.
Yeah, and that's critical to get going, because I always say that first down kind of gives everybody a chance to catch their breath. And on a third and five, just a nice, easy slant route delivered. Let Ingram get down, make the secure the catch, pick up that first down.
On the 38 of Wisconsin, first and 10, single back offense. Malusi behind Mertz. Graham under his center, Joe Tippmann. Chimray DK in motion left to right. Mertz takes the snap, rolls off to his right, looks, shoots it to the right, caught by Skyler Bell across the 45-yard line, and Bell fights his way near midfield. Terrell Smith, the cornerback, on the tackle. Gain of 11, and a first down for the Badgers to their 49-yard line.
For three quarters at Nebraska, Mertz really struggled with the wind and the cold conditions. In the fourth quarter, he was 3 of 4 for 44 yards. This has been one of his favorite routes as this season has progressed. Roll him to the right, shorter throw, easier throw.
Yeah, I love doing that on first down, too. You know, Minnesota's going to sell out to stop the run. Easy pitch and catch.
High backs, Riley Nowakowski, Ches Malusi behind Mertz for the Badger 49, first and 10. Mertz hands off to Malusi, has room. He across midfield to the 45, to the 40 of Minnesota, driving inside the 40, down to the 38 of the 37-yard line. A powerful run from Ches Malusi as the Badgers get it into Gophers territory to their 38-yard line.
Tosh, what did you see out of Michael Ferty?
Nice job of pulling, staying flat, and then absolutely crushing his guy to open up that hole for Malusi to pick up the first down.
2.5 minutes gone by, no score. Badgers with the opening possession. They moved into Minnesota territory. Nowakowski and Malusi offset behind Mertz on first and 10. Graham hands it to Ches again off the left side of the line, trying to spin and roll over some traffic. And he'll advance to near the 35 of Minnesota. Gain of better part of 3 yards. And second down just inside the 36. So second down and 8 for Wisconsin.
The Gophers have had trouble this year covering tight ends. That has been a problem. It was against Iowa where Laporta and Lachey combined for 9 catches for 172 yards.
Double tight end alignment right now. Jack Eschenbach on the left, Hayden Rucci on the right. Double wide to the right. Mertz on second down. Little play fake. Rolls off to his right. Graham looking. He'll run 35 and starts his slide inside the 35. Braylon Oliver, the linebacker over there, to make sure they'll mark at the 34 of Minnesota, where the Badgers have a 3rd down and 6.
Yeah, and that's where you can get in trouble. You try to force something, and you want your quarterback to make good decisions. You still want aggressiveness, but that was the case. Minnesota did a nice job of playing that bootleg, stayed home, had the coverage, and instead of trying to jam something in there late, just take the couple yards and move on.
Three receivers to the left. Deontez Lewis to the right. Mertz in the gun. Garendo to his right. Graham back to throw. A little pressure coming. Mertz fires to the left, and it's incomplete. Yeah. Flag down. Yep. Beanie Bishop was tying up Ches Malusi, and that drew the flag, and that'll be a first down for Wisconsin.
Literally tying him up. It looked like he had a hold of Jim DK's left arm.
Yeah, I think...
Seven. Ball will be placed at the spot of the foul. Automatic first down.
Yeah, you have to let go. I think they'll take a little hand fighting, a little contact, but that was a case there where I was thinking, you better fire a flag out. That was way too much contact early, and we got the call.
And there's an injured Gopher right now, so we have a break in the action. Braylon Oliver, the linebacker, is down and shaken up. So we have a break here, and I think we will go ahead and take a commercial break. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit theliantenergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 11:06 left in the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Minnesota nothing. And we will take a break. Be back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates. Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. And a successful season demands a powerhouse team with a can-do attitude. Case IH takes the field and wins with tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/badgers. 11:06 left first quarter. No score. The Badgers off the penalty. Now with a first and 10 at the Minnesota 22-yard line.
Minnesota's Joe Rossi has really done a good job coordinating this Gopher defense. The one area, though, where they're not as efficient as they were last year is putting pressure on quarterbacks. They have 17 sacks, which ranks 108th in the country.
Well, the one thing, though, and I wonder how much it affects that, teams are only getting 56 snaps a game against Minnesota. I mean, their defense has been good at getting off the field. Then the offense is a ball hog offense.
Yeah, I mean, it always is about opportunities and how you complementary football and how that goes. So while you always want to get more pressure on quarterbacks, you need to have opportunities to do that too.
First and 10, I-backs behind Mertz. Skyler Bell wide right, motions to the formation. Mertz on first down, will give it to Malusi up the middle, and not much happening at the point of attack. Wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage, which is the 22-yard line of Minnesota. And in to make the play is Michael Dixon out of the secondary. It'll be a second down. By the way, the injured Gopher, again, to just get you caught up, was the linebacker Braylon Oliver. So Donald Willis in the Oliver spot right now in the linebacking core.
Yeah, one of the things I'm always looking at is how are you working your double teams and getting up on that second level? And so far, Wisconsin's done a nice job of not allowing a ton of penetration, not doing a great job getting up on that side.
Mertz in the shotgun, takes the snap, swings it to Guerenda. That's a backward pass, I believe, that he couldn't handle and now has to cover it up with a 27-yard line. Yeah, that Guerenda was behind Mertz on the release, so technically that's a fumble, and the Badgers are able to recover at the 27 of Minnesota on a loss of 5, third down and 15 for the Badgers.
It just was not a good connection, throw and or it was kind of the way Grendel went after it.
Felt like it was a double pass situation, is what it looked like to me. And hopefully keep that dialed up and connect on it next time.
Three receivers left, one on the right, and now play is stopped. I'm wondering if they might review that. I'm not sure. Let's see.
The previous play was a backwards pass. That play's under further review.
Normally, when in question, you consider it a forward pass. It always comes down to where's the ball when it leaves the hand of the quarterback, and where is it? Is it the catch attempted behind that throw or in front of? We've got a.
I thought Guerrero reacted like he thought it was a pass and not a lateral. He kind of took his time collecting it.
Another break in the action with 9:51 left in the first quarter. The Badgers and the Gophers no score. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rail Transport's a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of home daily driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer. Back in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, 9:51 left in the first quarter, no score. After review, it was ruled a pass, so an incomplete pass. The Badgers have a third and 10 at the Minnesota 22-yard line, the 11th play of the drive here coming up for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin was really effective on third downs at Nebraska, certainly helped late in the game. They wound up going 8 of 15, so 53% on third down, the money down against the Huskers.
And that has been an area of considerable improvement this season for Wisconsin as opposed to last, 42% for the year coming into this game. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Wisconsin football also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. As we wait to come out of the commercial break from our friends at ESPN, 9:51 left in the first quarter. The Badgers and Gophers are scoreless.
Well, I think when you decide to take that opening, you win the toss. I think this is what you're looking for. You want to have a nice long drive, especially a team like Minnesota that likes to eat up clock and churn things out. You always want to kind of play from in front if you can. So you're in a great position now to make sure you come out of here that with some points. Looking at a third and 10. And I do wonder, too, with the suspension of Herbig, how much of that goes into the decision-making as far as how you address taking it, because almost everybody now that at the end of a half. So it's always an interesting mindset when you take that opening kick, when you win the toss and you take the ball.
Yeah, that's a good point. Here we go, ready to resume play. Third and 10, Wisconsin at the Minnesota 22-yard line. Keontez Lewis to the left, DK, Ingram, and Bell out to the right. Burtz in the shotgun, takes the snap, back to throw, four-man Minnesota rush. Graham steps up, rolls to his right, looking, throwing, incomplete, intended for DK. Down at the five-yard line, Jordan Howden with the blanket coverage. And it's fourth down of the Badgers will send on the field goal team.
That has to be the key word, too, coverage, because the coverage was pretty good. Mertz had all the time in the world in the pocket. Wasn't feeling any pressure.
Yeah, great job by the left side of the line. Nelson, really nice job of passing off the stunt games. And that's where it's easy to say from up here, stay in the pocket. You don't want to roll out if you don't have to. That pocket was really clean. But we're sitting here with the opportunity for three.
Nate Van Zelst will try a 40-yard field goal. Left hash mark. Here's the snap. Spot.
Points you end up scoring.
I mean, he's kicked in some horrible weather over the last month of this season.
He really has. Think back even that Northwestern game, the first game under Jim Leonard, that first field goal attempt that he tried. The wind really played games with it. He's fought through it. Quinton Redding, the pride of Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, the deep man for Minnesota.
As he had a 92-yard return against Illinois.
Here's Gavin Lahm, runs up, and the kick is in the air, and this will be fielded at the 10-yard line, cutting middle of the field across the 15 and shy of the 20-yard line. Good kick coverage work from Wisconsin, as that's where the Gophers will begin, first and 10 at their 19-yard line.
And we'll be treated to maybe the number one tailback in the country, at least statistically, Mo Ibrahim. 39 carries last week for 263 yards against Iowa. I mean, he's got
First and 10. Play clock is at 10. They are known for really milking that play clock. Snap to Callie Ekmanis, reads it, gives it to Potts. Whipped to the turf by Darrell Peterson. The outside linebacker getting the starting call with Nick Herbig unavailable in the first half here today based on the targeting penalty in the third quarter last week in Minnesota. A gain of one for Potts to the 34, second and nine for the Gophers.
So as you might expect, Potts hasn't had a lot of carries this year because of Ibrahim, but he has a little over 400 yards rushing.
Richard Jr. out of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Slot right formation. Potts lines up to the left to Kelly Ekmanis. Out of Antioch, Illinois. Eighth and Kelly Ekmanis takes a shotgun snap, swings it to the right, and that's caught across the 35-yard line. Jackson up to the 38. Peterson on the tackle. Daniel Jackson, the junior out of Kansas City, with the catch. Gain of four, third and five for the Gophers at their 38-yard line.
Tosh, I just saw that replay where Jung Mehta just rocked Ibrahim on that pass rush. That was quite a collision.
And he has not been back in the game since, so something to watch.
Caden Johnson now in an outside linebacker working opposite of C.J. Getz. Four receivers, two either side, third and five for the Gophers at their own 38-yard line. Patrick Jelen now in there at running back for Minnesota to the right of the quarterback. Callie Ekmanis takes the snap, looks the throw, has some time, flush to his left. He'll run across the 40 to the 45-50, 45-40, inside the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. He is an athlete. He runs very well, and Ethan Callie Ekmanis gets the first down using his feet to the 39 of Wisconsin.
That's what just guts you as a defensive coordinator, as defensive players. You do everything right. You're in position. You have one missed tackle. Did a nice job there of turning up and didn't slide early. Went and ended up grabbing a
his world rocked, as Tausch mentioned, on that first play from scrimmage for Minnesota. Three receivers right, one on the left. Ibrahim to the right of Callie Ekmanis on first and goal. Now span forward, motions to the formation. Snap to Callie Ekmanis, gives it to Ibrahim, running left inside the 10-yard line, spinning down the five. Kamoi Latu, Badgers safety to make the stop. Second and goal from the five for Minnesota.
Good block thrown by Brockington on the edge. He helps Ibrahim get outside of Wisconsin's contain.
I'll tell you what. You-